Star Market Celtics Today continues from Staples Center in Los Angeles. Celtics and Lakers moments away. First, our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Star Markets. Just for you, digital app, earn rewards, save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. There's so much hype around this game, and it's so Celtics-Lakers, it seems odd to talk about a Minnesota game on Friday night. But what's funny is we said before the game, we were talking about it, and you said Minnesota was going to be a very different and unusual team to play any time, let alone sort of first game out of the break. That's exactly how that played out.
Yeah, and without Towns, obviously Towns is a great player and makes them better, but without him, they're just even more unique.
Yep.
And so you saw they gave us fits with their five-out stuff. When Reed's hitting shots like that, when McLaughlin's hitting shots like that, it makes it very difficult with their speed. If you're not, you know, if you're on your heels, you're in trouble. And I felt like, you know, we knew that going in. We talked about it going in. I'm not sure that we totally adjusted to it at any part during the game on the defensive end, but offensively we were good enough to win.
The All-Star break, essentially, game to game, it was 8 days, and we were kind of joking that for Daniel Tyson it seemed like it was 8 days plus 2 minutes at the start of that game, but when he, which is funny because it was two of the worst minutes we've seen him play, and then he comes back
in. I tried
to
get him out after one, but it just didn't work. The game kept going. I didn't want to use a timeout.
It was almost as if the game started around him, and then, but when he came back in, man, that was, it went from two of the worst minutes we've seen from him to a star turn. He was so good.
Yeah, usually you don't do that. You let guys kind of find their way and work their way through. But the other factor in that was, is, you know, Ennis's chance of having a matchup was Naz Reid, not James Johnson.
Right.
So we knew that ultimately that was going to be a tough matchup if they went super small out there with Ennis. So, you know, it made sense to make that sub early. Obviously, it was a little bit influenced by those first couple of possessions, though. But Tyson was great when he came back. He's been great all year. Like, people just – I just think that – you know, sometimes the way teams work is you find somebody that complements your best, and nobody complements our best players better than he does.
There are times in your years here where you've had to have rookies on the floor in the fourth quarter because you haven't had much of a choice. Mm-hmm. Now you do. So when a 19-year-old is on the floor in the fourth quarter, you know that defensively he has figured some stuff out, and the minutes that Romeo has gotten here, you've talked about, hey, his defense is why he's on the floor. What is he doing defensively that's earning him these significant minutes?
Well, he's working at it, number one. He and Joe Mazzulla go out there. You probably see him out there sometimes 3 hours before the game going through all of the defensive footwork and all the different techniques that he has to do on a given day. And he's really worked hard at it. And, you know, that doesn't mean you're always going to get an opportunity, especially when we're – when our wings are all healthy. But when Jalen fouled out, it made a lot of sense to put him in there. And it's interesting, when they isolated him those few times, I felt really good about it, because I think, you know, if anybody's worked on it in even more depth and detail for this particular game, it was probably him.
We know what happened in the first meeting. Obviously, it turned out to be a runaway win. But I imagine, as a coach, you have to be thinking a lot about those first few minutes of that game, because that was a visceral demonstration of what the Lakers can be with their size.
Yeah, they're special. You know, they obviously didn't play great at our place. We played well that night. We were desperate that evening. I think that's going to be the key is being able to withstand those storms. Like, you're going to feel like that at some point tonight, right? You're going to have a two-minute stretch where it feels like that. And we've always said you can't let those runs – become, you know, 12-14, 16-0, 16-2. You just got to, you know, stop it. Make it 8-3 like we did at the start of that game. Make it 6-2, and then, you know, play with poise. And when you get back to what you are at your best, maybe go on a run to match it. But I do think you're just going to have some of that in these games like today. And their size is unique. But interestingly enough, when things have gotten really tight recently, they've ended the game with LeBron and Davis at the 4-5, and that's what you would project as we move forward.
They defensively, the other night here against Memphis, and, you know, the shot blocks are one thing, but it makes you realize there are a lot of highlights, a lot of alley-oops for Anthony Davis and LeBron and the things that they do. But Anthony Davis, how he affects the game defensively, there just aren't many guys that
guys.
Do that.
Yeah, both
of course,
those guys.
Of course.
Davis is a guy that I think is pretty technically sound on that end. Like, he's usually in the right spots. He does, you know, he probably does his role, you know, when you grade out the film, I'm sure, really well. And, you know, he's just a super athlete who's really long. And so he looks really comfortable, especially when he's guarding those fives at the end of games. But he's great because he can play both. He can guard the fours as well. And, you know, one of the things that we have to do in games like this is draw those guys out with our skill.
There's a lot of conversation here, obviously, today about what's going to happen in this building tomorrow to honor Kobe. And it's, you know, become one of those things. And people coming in from all over the world, obviously. It almost seems today, I think all of us in whatever very small role or your role or a player's role, it seems almost as if we can do more to honor Kobe today in a Celtic-Laker game on this stage than almost anything that can happen tomorrow.
No, that's right. That's right. And both teams will play really hard. Both teams will, you know, give it everything they have. I think we both respect the responsibility we have within this rivalry. And it is a special rivalry, and I know you said that Garnett is here and Bill Russell is here. I mean, you think about the people that have played in it, and nobody added more to it than Kobe. And I think one of the things when you're in the middle of it, you just respect it that much more, and you respect the – you know, you don't want to you want to win and do everything you can to put yourself in the best position. But when you're in the middle of it, the respect you have for the guys you're competing against, especially these teams, you know, with the Lakers, are, you know, it's pretty special.
That's the final word. Celtics Lakers next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.